I'm Kristen Stidham, and we are here after the Bayer press conference this morning with their panel. I'm speaking with Arlene Cody of Bayer. Arlene, tell us a little bit about what you do today.
My name's Arlene Cody, and I work with Bayer Crop Science. My responsibilities are actually for weed resistance management conversation with Bayer, and I'm also the development manager of Liberty Herbicide.
Arlene, it looks like we talked a lot today about diversity and sustainable agriculture. What's Bayer doing to educate the growers on the diversity options they have and what they can use to help diversify their farms for sustainable purposes?
In 2010, when the first glyphosate-resistant weeds were really being confirmed, and specifically when Palmer amaranth in the Mid-South was confirmed and farmers were actually losing some of their properties, Bayer got together with a bunch of weed scientists and commodity groups to launch a program called Respect the Rotation. Respect the Rotation was launched as an awareness campaign to bring the awareness of the weed-resistant crisis that was growing in the U.S. Through the last 3-4 years, we launched this in the Mid-South, where Palmer amaranth and the Epic Center really started. And we have taken this message over the last 4 years to the Midwest. We have brought farmers up from the South. We have brought weed scientists up from the South. And one of my favorite things that was said by a lot of farmers when we go to their fields is what can we do for your industry to make a change and get Respect the Rotation implemented on every field? And one of the things that resounds with all the farmers is seeing's believing, talking to farmers and hearing what they have to say. And so that's what we try to facilitate, is an education program through our weed scientists and our farmers that are experiencing this.
And we've heard a lot of emphasis on stewardship here at Bayer over the last couple days. And what's your take on stewardship in relation with this?
We got into this weed-resistant crisis because we didn't properly implement proper stewardship of our chemistries. We repeatedly used one mode of action over multiple years that have put us in this. And we are not naive to think that any one of our chemistries are also vulnerable to that. So stewardship is extremely important to Bayer for the long-term viability. And we are implementing immediately a strong, robust program to support all our chemistries. So when we talk about an alternative to glyphosate-resistant weeds, one being Liberty and Liberty Link, it's not just about spraying Liberty. It's about getting a pre-emergent herbicide down. And if that pre doesn't get activated, tank mixing, overlapping residuals with that application of Liberty.
And Dr. Powell's mentioned earlier today that it's not specifically about weed resistance or herbicides, but about the threat to a world food population. What's your take on that statement?
I'm going to go back to the statement I said earlier, seeing's believing. It's easy to sit in my office or at home and say, oh, that's somebody else's problem. But when you go out, and I have to tell you, probably my come to Jesus is when I went to my farm here just 2 weeks ago in Saskatchewan. My father's retiring, and he said, Arlene, you need to come and take care of your land. And so I was meeting with several renters to work out some rental agreements. And as I met with them, I asked them about weed resistance and if they've seen anything in Saskatchewan. And one of the things that came out, one farmer out of the five that I had met said, you know, I was doing my chem follow the other day, and there was this green line of kochia that went through the field. I think some deer must have dragged something there. And I says, oh my goodness, don't let that go to seed. Glyphosate-resistant kochia was detected in Canada last year, confirmed. And I was at the Global Herbicide Conference in Australia when I heard Dr. Hugh Becky say that it's in the RM of 142. That's where I farm. It's real. It's in my back door. And having a weed like that, resistant to glyphosate, will impact my productivity on my land, which in the end, yes, it is going to impact global food production if we don't exercise all our tools. And that is more than chemistry. That is more in chemistry. And one of the things that you brought up here is just really challenging me to think outside of chemistry and what Steve Powles had said. And I take that to heart. We are actually going to be working with Dr. Jason Norsworthy and looking at this harvest seed bank management, helping him and funding him to look at other means outside of chemistry to steward our land and agriculture.
Okay, once again, we're here after the Bayer panel Wednesday morning. I'm Kristen Stidham.